Thank you very much. I've enjoyed being here this morning, and a lot of those people that have been on the screen I've worked with and knew very well. Well, this is the worst of the worst. I was born during the Dust Bowl. I was born in the Dust Bowl. And I've worked nearly my entire career in the Dust Bowl. And this is the worst of the worst. But I think before we start, we need to back up about another 75 years. We're talking about 75, but if we go back another 75, you could have taken that picture where I work today. Buffalo and Blue Grandma. This is not a very good picture. It came out of our museum. But what I want you to see, if you could see that really good, it would be a moldboard plow and a disc plow, lots of horses breaking up the prairie. And then we got tractors. And we got more tractors and we got more plows. And we put plows behind plows. We planted wheat, we put a disc plow in front of the drill, and we put a harrow behind the drill. It worked good. Look at that. We built barns, we built fancy houses, pretty dresses. Look at the size of that wheat crop. It was a good system for a while. It worked because when we tilled that soil, we broke out the organic matter, and that released all the nutrients we needed to grow the wheat crop. There's no free lunch. Unfortunately, that organic matter was also the glue that held those particles together. And that glue disappeared. And we got some of the pictures you've already seen. The area had no future. The Dust Bowl led to a major shift in tillage. We started using sweep plows that ran into the soil about 4 inches. And that helped us keep the dust from blowing. We also learned that it saved a little bit more water. Not much, but a little bit more. This is a plow. Some people call this the plow that saved the plains. This is on the front lawn of the USDA Research Center at Bushland, where I worked for many years. It started out as an SCS station until most of the research was transferred to the Agricultural Research Service. I've been asked this question many times during my career. Will a Dust Bowl ever occur again? And I would say no. And then somebody would send me a picture. This is Texas Tech campus, 1985. This is Big Spring, Texas, 1997. This is Colby, Kansas, 2004. I continue my belief the Dust Bowl will not happen again. We'll have dust storms, yes. But we've learned too much. We just cannot allow it to happen again. Let's look at the area that I live. Why it won't happen again? This is 26 counties from Amarillo. I live in Amarillo. And you see, during the Dust Bowl, it occurred in the 30s. We have decreased the amount of cropland considerably. This was when irrigation came in. Irrigation came in our area pretty big time in the 50s. And it's now decreased because we're in the Oglala, and that's declining. This is the amount of harvested dry land. If we look at the major irrigated areas in our area, again, you see a big drop in cropland at the end of the Dust Bowl. Dry land agriculture really, really decreased, and irrigated went up, and now it's declining. If you look at the north counties, we've still got irrigation sort of increasing in a way. But if we look south of Amarillo, if we look at the crops in the north, we have very little cotton north of Amarillo. This is corn. Corn has really increased. This is grain sorghum. Grain sorghum came in our area with hybrid grain sorghum, irrigation, and we built the feedlot industry on here, but grain sorghum has practically disappeared, with corn has taken up the area. This is dry land. Dry land really did decrease. This is wheat. Wheat is still a major crop in our area. But again, dry land grain sorghum has really, really declined. The four irrigated counties just south of Amarillo, where the irrigation now has really begun to decline. Irrigation cannot be sustained in our area over the long term. Dry land almost went to zero in those counties. And now it's coming back some. Again, this was grain sorghum. This is what built the feedlot industry. And then the feeders decided they liked corn a whole lot better than they did grain sorghum. And grain sorghum has just about disappeared and corn went up. But now it's declining. Dry land, again, wheat continues to be a major crop. This is in Des Smith County, which is just west of Amarillo. What I've done here is I've taken a moving average, 10-year moving average, to take the noise out. And this is a rainfall. And it's gone up and down a little bit, but basically it stayed the same as you would expect. This is a wheat yield. And notice until from 1950 until 73, they tracked each other. Rainfall went up, yields went up. But starting in 1973, the yield of wheat has gone up every year on a 10-year moving average. Why? There's lots of things that have happened, and I don't want to oversimplify it. But what I've plotted here is the price of oil divided by the price of wheat. From 1950 until 1973, you could take a bushel of wheat and trade it for a barrel of oil. Even trade. 1950 to 1973. 1973, we had OPEC, Organization of Petroleum and Exporting Countries. Price of wheat, price of oil went up so much that it took 8 bushels. A few years ago, it reached 15 bushels. This is when no-till, conservation tillage, less tillage, whatever you want to do, that's when it began to happen. And I don't think there's any doubt that much of this increase in yield of wheat has resulted from less tillage. Now, I don't want to oversimplify that because there's lots of things that have gone in better varieties, better combines, and so forth. But there's a connection there. And this amplifies that connection. This is work that Paul Unger and Louis Baumhardt has done at Bushland. This is until 1972. This is the amount of water that they conserved during 11 months of fallow, and you see that's about 100 millimeters, 4 inches. But once we started going into less tillage, that went up to about 175. We were saving about 3 inches more water by using less tillage. And the yields went up with that. This, to me, is a beautiful picture. This is wheat, sorghum, fallow. You can see there, wheat on the sorghum, some of that residue is more than 2 years old. This is tilled. This is no-till. Again, this is the wheat yields that have gone up. This is the cattle industry in our area. One third of all the cattle fed in America for slaughter are fed in our area. This is milk cows coming in to our area. This is pig production. This is grain. It's going down. How are we going to survive? We're going to import water. Irrigation will continue to decline, and it's clearly not sustainable over the long term. However, our area is an excellent area for growing livestock. Climatic, environmental, we've got some distinct advantages. It takes 1,000 pounds of water to grow a pound of corn. Yeah, that's what I said. 1,000 pounds of water to grow a pound of corn. So we're going to import water from the Midwest. Right now, we're bringing in about two pounds out of every 3 pounds of corn that we feed in our area. We bring it in unit trains. I estimate that we're importing three times as much water as we're pumping out of the ground. We're going to continue that. Our area is not going to go away. It's going to change. It has changed. It is changing. It'll always change. Some of the changes are positive. Some of them are very negative. We'll continue to change. But will we have another Dust Bowl? No. Unless we forget what we've done. Thank you very much.